The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, many students may be considering or reconsidering their career choices after their Leaving Cert results were released on Friday. So what about a career in construction? Well, a recent survey by Chadwicks has shown that over 70% of young people in Ireland have considered a job in the construction industry. And joining me now in studio is campaign ambassador, architect and broadcaster Hugh Wallace. Hugh, good morning and welcome.
Very good morning, Pat.
Now, you're here to go through these stats that Chadwicks have found. But first of all, when are you back on the telly?
Oh, I'm back on the telly in January with The Great House Revival and February with Home of the Year. All excited. We're filming away at the moment. And another two thrilling episodes.
Okay, very good. We look forward to your return. Let's talk about young people and construction. And what Chadwicks have done, they've interviewed a number of 16 to 24-year-olds, and 7 in 10 of them consider a career in the trades, not in highfalutin architects like yourself.
None of that highfalutin stuff at all. It's very important that we do see people returning to the trades, apprenticeships, and becoming master craftsmen. And it's very interesting. So we're building a house, Martin, myself, at the moment, and it's amazing to see the quality of block work, which in itself is a craftsmanship.
Sure. I mean, the finish you get on a house, depending on the block work. I mean, if it's shoddy, it just doesn't, you know, it makes nonsense maybe of your design.
Correct. And then, like, when you think about it, you know, you've got master carpenters, you're going to have huge work ahead in the restoration and refurbishment of buildings in Ireland, and they all require special carpentry and carpentry skills, roofers, electricians. And so there's a huge opportunity for people to go into apprenticeships, learn a skill and become master craftsmen.
Now, we've heard about the difficulties for some apprentices last week on the programme, whereby sometimes they're spending too long in becoming that master craftsman before they get the full wage and so on. They might be living and trying to live as trainees on the minimum wage or less than the minimum wage. But that is, if you like, transient. When you get there...
Correct.
It turns out the money's good.
The money's fabulous. Not only that, you're now become your own boss, if you like, because you can decide you're going to set up your own company.
Have trade will travel.
Oh, I love that. And it's so important that people do travel. Having acquired the skill that they do travel for a number of years and then come back with even more knowledge.
Now, the survey suggests that 57% isolated the fact that it's a practical job. In other words, they like the idea of working with their hands. Creativity, 36%. Yeah. And the flexibility the job offers, 32%. And not alone that, almost more than 4/5 of parents see the worth of a career in construction.
They do, but it doesn't seem to translate. And I think that's a shame. And it needs to translate, particularly because skills with your hands will become more and more important. The ability to do things. Like at the moment,
AI can't build a house.
No, AI can't build a house. But not only that, AI can't go in and sort out your plumbing. So I'm just saying as a job, it has longevity, but it does have good pay.
The tradespeople who were surveyed say 42% of them say low pay is the biggest misconception about their line of work.
Correct. Absolutely. Like, you know, people are on good salaries. And if you like, the interesting thing about the job is if you buy a job, so you're going to lay 1,000 blocks and you say, there's the price. And if you do the 1,000 blocks in one day, that's what you've done. If it takes you 3 weeks, hard luck.
Okay, so you are, even as a subcontractor, and most probably buildings, be they big or small, are done with a main contractor and then a number of subbies.
Everything today is by subbies.
Yeah, and when you look at, say, how an electrician, a master craftsman, can wire a house.
Yeah,
and it's got so complicated. You've got so many things now, yeah. It's not just simply a few plugs and
light. The house has to talk to you. Please put milk in the fridge. Like it really is amazing the skill sets that people have to have now.
What about snobbery?
Oh, I think there's a bit of snobbery as well. Yeah, you know, My daughter's going in to do business studies. She's not going in to become an electrician. And I think that's a shame.
That's another misconception that the tradespeople themselves have isolated. They believe it's basically a male industry without any females.
No, no, it shouldn't be. That's wrong. And in fact, one of our projects at the moment, the project manager is a female, and she's dynamite. And I also think that women approach things in a much more systematic way and have skills and assets that are really perfect for the construction industry, particularly in terms of management, project management.
Now, there is a perception, though, that some jobs are just not fit for women. I mean,
some of them.
Carrying the hod.
Yeah, maybe that, you know, there are, but that doesn't eliminate a huge variety of other jobs in carpentry and woodworking skills, in you know, being able to restore windows or joinery. So I think there are really dodgy misconceptions over the role of a woman.
In other words, we have tools for the trade to make life doable for pretty much anybody.
For everyone out there. I think it's so exciting. So it was like talking to, we're putting the roof on the house, and the roofer was saying he can't get anyone to become apprentice.
He can't get anyone to become a roofer.
No, to become an apprentice
with
roofer.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that job is just going to be there forever, because natural slates are back and will be forever, because that's what the planners want on all our buildings. And so that in itself is an amazing skill. The actual ability to roof and put slates and tiles on a roof is an amazing skill.
Now, do you think, I mean, you've been watching, I suppose, from the boom to the bust and now to a boom again, because there's a shortage of very good tradespeople.
Right, right.
Do you think that the arrival of the so-called Polish plumber changed standards? I watched Polish plumbers and tilers in action, and the quality they were delivering was sensational.
It is, yeah. I think that they arrived and they gave a real eye for detail. So your tiles went up, the lines were perfect, they ran across the floor, up the wall. But today that standard is here in Ireland. The issue is trying to find the tradesman.
Okay, but in other words, that in some ways those Eastern Europeans who came from a very rigorous trade background.
Correct. And apprenticeship.
Showed people what could be achieved.
Yeah. They did, like I remember in Bolton Street, you see, Bolton Street was fabulous, the tech.
Yeah.
Because you had the architect, the surveyor, the engineer, the block layer.
All in the one.
All in the one. So you could down and you could watch somebody build block work. And if you wanted, you could go and have a go. But I think that skill's gone, the ability to cross over. And construction today is one of everybody has to get on. To deliver a building, from the architect to the person literally organising the site and everything and anything in between. And it is just extraordinary to see everybody working on. And there's a real collegiate feeling on site. You know, people have to get on to deliver a project and be proud. And it's about walking past the building and I go, I was involved in the creation of that.
Now, your tele-colleague, I'll call him, Dermot Bannon.
Oh.
I mean, he taught us an awful lot about how things are done and also the importance of the contractor and the workers who say to Dermot, sorry, you can't do that.
No, you can't.
That's not going to work.
No, you can't move the window by 2 feet. That doesn't work. Yeah, yeah. But it is that being on site with people and negotiating. And it doesn't have all buildings, all projects that are about negotiation on site, because plans are in two dimensions, but the reality is in three. And then sometimes they don't marry. And that's where everybody has to get on. But I just think the business of being in the construction industry in this day and age is a real opportunity.
Now, there's a lot of criticism of the planning system and how cumbersome it is and how slow and how often local people are at odds with their local planners about things. And one of the mystifications for me is that in this high-tech era, and architects like yourself, you know, when you're doing stuff on telly, you use CAD, you know, the three-dimensional...
Revit. We've moved on.
Okay.
So we've moved on. We're in 3D.
You've got three-dimensional representations of things, so we can all understand them vividly. You go onto any of the local authority websites, to the planning department, you get drawing after drawing, and very seldom do you get 3D renderings of what is proposed for your area. And that seems to me to be ridiculous in this day and age.
Well, no, that's not the case. They have to put in 3D visuals today of any development, of any large-scale development, and the impact that it has.
Large-scale, and that's
large
the point.
Large-scale, yeah, on the surrounding area. Well, if you're building 20 houses or...
You know, but if you're building one house where the roof line is established and you don't see a rendering of what is going to be put in there in 3D...
No,
and you're poring over drawings and measuring with your old 12-inch ruler, which is not even metric, and you're trying to figure out how tall is that?
That wasn't the right one to use. Yeah, no, and I think that the... So the new planning regulations that are coming in, the new bill, the planning bill, is again, it's all bluster. And in fact, doesn't make any changes. So we're just going to be in the same old quagmire that we're still in. And I think that was a total missed opportunity.
Well, for those who are listening now and who are facing a career looking at a screen, this is your opportunity to change course.
Correct. Please look at the construction industry. I've enjoyed 40 years of it.
Indoors, outdoors, wet weather, fine weather.
Yeah, with me wellies on, you know, on site, watching concrete being poured. I always remember this fabulous engineer from Galway saying what she really loves is the smell of fresh concrete in the morning.
What a thought. Hugh Wallace, thank you very, very much for joining us. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.